this is Alvin Garrett, and I got a hot new song out right now called Roll Slide Roll.
We roll, roll, roll. Yeah.
In this game of life, you got a man that'll treat you right, but come strong when it's time to fight. NSYNC always by your side. In this game of love, I got a woman that'll hold me up. Rock solid, no folding up. 10 toes down, no pressure. No, said we can lose when we move the way we move. Said I love it when you step right.
Of The Voice on the King. I'm your host, Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, bringing you meaningful conversations with voices shaping culture, love, and real life connection. Now, today's guest, listen, y'all, listen. This one right here is for the grown folks. Today's guest, he's a Birmingham-based Grammy-nominated songwriter, okay? Producer and independent soul singer, known for blending R&B with gospel roots, a genre he calls inspirational soul. He has written hits for artists such as Kelly Rowland, Fantasia, and Joe, and is a former musical director for Ruben Studdard. He's a singer, songwriter, a storyteller, and I know some of these things I'm saying over again, but music speaks directly to the heart, especially when it comes to love, relationships, and how men should communicate with women. Family, help me welcome to The Voice on the King, Alvin Garrett.
Hello, how are you?
I am amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Tamika Nicole. It's so wonderful to be here.
Yes, and you know what? For those just getting introduced to you, who is Alvin Garrett beyond the music? And how would you describe the mission behind your sound?
Well, I have to let everybody know about my preacher kids roots. I grew up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in the church. But one thing I want to point out is that my father was also a coal miner.
That's
a very important thing to know, that I was not just a preacher's kid in church. I was the son of a working man, son of a stay-at-home mom who eventually started her own business. And I was in a household with two people who loved God and loved each other in my presence and taught me that I can do anything that I want to do. First have faith and put in the work. And so that was the foundation for my business journey, my musical journey, and the journey that brought me here to talk to you right now.
Let's get right into it. Okay, Alvin Garrett, the title alone speaks volumes. talk to her like this? What inspired this album? And what conversation were you hoping to start, especially between men and women?
Well, the original idea for this album started when I was playing some of my music in my songwriting therapy class in Birmingham, Alabama. And one of my young men, he's about 18 years old, mm-hmm. he heard the song that I played called You Give Me Life. And after the song ended, he said, Mr. Garrett, you think if I was to learn the words of this song and play this for my girl, I could get her back? And the class erupted in laughter, mm-hmm. but I heard something even deeper. Mm-hmm. This young man heard a song and saw it as a guide, almost as a manual for how he needs to talk to his girlfriend mm-hmm. to get her back.
Wow.
And that was sort of something that let me know, these young men, they may not have music that teaches them how to talk to a woman the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of sparked the exploration musically for me that led me down this path that we do need more R&B music
yeah.
that speaks to our women the way they should be spoken to and about them the way they should be spoken about. And just so happens, I was taught by a good man how to talk to a woman,
right.
And, you know, and so that's in me. That's always been my character, my personality, be respectful. And so this project is one of those R&B projects that you hope people can grab when they're with somebody that they love, when they're dating somebody, when they're married to somebody and they need a soundtrack for those feelings. This is that.
Wow. You know what's so amazing about it? I think that music has taught me how a man is supposed to treat me. And when I say that, I mean it in all the good areas, like how OJs used to talk to their ladies and how the Whispers used to talk to their ladies.
Yes.
You know, when we got to the 90s, you know, we had a little bit of, you know, we had Gerald LaVert. We got so many different people. But now, what do we call that, Alvin? What are we in now? It's not the 2000s. What is it?
We just call it the Modern day times.
I'm telling you, these young men could absolutely use a album like Talk to Her Like This, because they do really need some type of guide. And I just want to back it up a little bit. You said you were in your songwriter's therapy class.
Right. It's a songwriting therapy class. It's something that I developed several years ago, and I work with a prison reentry program at Birmingham, Alabama called the Dannon Project, where this program uses the art of songwriting to teach young people how not to live a freestyle life, meaning you're living impulsively and reacting to what's going on in your life, and live life more intentional with a plan and with a vision. And so it's a really unique and innovative program, not just for music, but for getting young people in touch with their emotions, their experiences, and moving forward with the plan in life. And so that's a really great passion project of mine that I've been doing for quite some time.
Well, I love that. I wish you the most success with that, because that's necessary. That's going to really help a lot of people. I wouldn't just say men. I believe that's beyond men.
Absolutely. It's for everybody, because communication and opening up is so important, and that's how relationships are built. And of course, in a class like that, people are talking to each other. They're disarming each other through communication, and that is very critical in those types of relationships, especially in relationships between a man and a woman. That communication is so key.
So you definitely do feel like communication is one of the biggest gaps in relationships today?
Well, actually, I feel like understanding. Understanding and camaraderie is one of the biggest gaps. And communication is how you build the bridge and how you close that gap. You know, when I say understanding, I feel oftentimes that men and women or people in relationships fail to get on one accord because they don't talk well enough, or they don't communicate in a respectful manner with the purpose of gaining an understanding.
That's so true.
A lot of people talk to each other with the purpose of proving that they're right, proving the other person wrong. So the gap is not so much communication.
Alvin,
it's understanding.
Lord have mercy, you done gave me my past marriage and then my new relationship. It's like night and day. Like, we are having conversations for understanding one another versus just having conversations at each other to just be better or right or just over someone else. So yes, I believe that. Understanding
right.
is very important. So when listeners press play on this album, Talk to Her Like This, what do you want women to feel and what do you want men to learn?
I want women to feel seen, heard, and respected and loved. And I want men to feel as though it's okay to express these emotions, that it's okay to be vulnerable on an emotional level, right? That creates more intimacy. That opens up the door for more closeness when we share how we feel, especially songs like Every Little Thing. When you let a woman know, I'm paying attention to every little thing that you're doing, that my focus is on you, yeah, right? And that opens up the door for more affectionate relationships. And so hopefully people can hear that and feel that when they listen to this music.
Every little thing, what?
Every little thing you do makes me wanna love you.
That is the song that you can press play on that album, where you can hear what he is telling you about what you should learn and what these women should feel. I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yes.
So your music isn't just entertainment. It feels more like guidance. Why is it important for you to use your platform to pour into relationships and emotional awareness?
I feel that our relationships set the tone for our communities, and our communities set the tone for the greater society that we live in. And if we're broken down and living traumatic lives with each other, it affects everything. It affects our economics. It affects, you know, our children. It affects everything. And so if we can create a soundtrack where we're encouraging people to be more loving to each other, then that spills over into how we live in our communities, right?
So
a lot of young people who may live traumatic lives at home, they make traumatic decisions in the streets. You see what I'm saying? And so we can't overlook a lot of the root causes of what's going on in society. So for me, I'm just taking the approach, let me make some refreshing music that can help the conversation. Maybe not change everything, but certainly help.
Right. So with that being said, you have got to let our listeners know, Mr. Alvin Garrett, where can they stream Talk to Her Like This, follow you, and stay connected with everything you got going on?
Well, I encourage everybody to go to alvingarrett.com. Give me that email address so I can talk to you direct. On social media, it's at The Alvin Garrett. That's on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And go to YouTube and check out a lot of my videos and get to know me. See those pretty dimples on my face. And my music is streaming on all music platforms. Just put in Alvin Garrett, about 5 or 6 albums for you to go and take a listen, get to know me, and discover all that you've missed up to this point.
Yes. Listen, I'm going to be going to do exactly what he is saying right now as well, because I want to hear everything that Alvin Garrett has to offer, okay? I don't want to just hear Talk to Her Like This. I want to hear everything from day one, okay? And that's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
You better do it too, y'all. Y'all hear me talking to y'all. Y'all better do what we saying. Before we wrap today, I have a 2-part question for you.
Okay.
What's one thing every man listening should understand about how to speak to, love, and truly show up for a woman? And based on that answer, which record off your album, Talk to Her Like This, should be in rotation on radio stations worldwide to reflect that message?
I think, first of all, in order to speak to a woman in the way she should be spoken to, you first have to look within yourself and have that conversation with yourself to make sure you are ready, that you are prepared, that you yourself are whole, and that you've dealt with your own trauma so that you're not passing that on to her. And the song that best talks about that is the title cut. It's Talk to Her Like This. When you listen to that song, I'm talking straight to the brothers about what we need to do and how we need to do it to prepare ourselves to be better in our relationships.
You heard him tell you that you are going to listen to Talk to Her Like This because it is the best thing for you to hear right now when it comes to these conversations with us women. Men, you have someone that wants to lend a helping hand to you. And matter of fact, not a helping hand, but a helping album. Okay, so go ahead and get Talk to Her Like This so y'all can understand how to talk to us. Okay, we're gonna listen
That's
to
right.
it too, just to make sure that he's telling the truth, because we're gonna write him and send him messages if he's telling some lies, right, ladies? But I know he's not telling no stories. You're telling all truth, right?
Absolutely. Straight from the heart. You listen, once you hear it, you'll see what I'm talking about. All I'm doing is taking you by the hand, looking you in the eyes, and talking to you like this. That's all I'm doing.
Can y'all feel it? Can you feel it? I can feel him taking my hand right now and looking me in the eyes and tell me, you gonna let that man talk to you, Tamika? I hear him telling me right now. Alvin, I really want to thank you so much for joining me today for this conversation right here, because it was so necessary.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate your time and the opportunity to speak to all of your listeners.
Family, make sure you're tapping into Talk to Her Like This and supporting real music with real messages, because Alvin Garrett, he has it for you. This is Tamika Nicole, your beauty entertainer, reminding you how you speak, how you love and how you show up, it all matters. Catch a replay at 105theking.com. You can connect with me on Instagram at Your Beauty Entertainer. And I want you to keep it locked after this episode because you are going to hear from Alvin Garrett himself and talk to her like this. Until next time, fellas, stay charming, ladies, stay beautiful, and always keep it locked right here on Atlanta's number one station, 105.5 FM, AM 1430, and AM 1010, The King.
Her smile may camouflage her insecurities. She may dress it up. If you mess it up, it could be hard for you to see that it may be a mirage when she seems happy. You gotta step it up, get your affection up, touch more than her body. Need to massage her heart. She could be close to falling apart. It may be hard to understand. So here's something I recommend. Just look her in the eyes and grab her by the hands and talk to her like this.
Make sure she feels.
You gotta make sure. She's pushing through. She needs to know how much you care.
May not even know that she's hurting.
And she continues to put everyone else first. That she may never say.
She just needs a break.
So before things get any worse, you need to look her in the eyes and grab her by the hands and talk to her like this. Yeah.
Make sure she feels.
Ooh, you gotta make sure she
is.
She's gonna know it when you talk to her like this. Make sure, you gotta make sure she's
yes.
That's how she's gonna know that she is
love.
Go ahead and tell her that you're listening. You're more than a lover, tell her you're her friend. Just tell her there's nowhere you'd rather be than by her side until the very end.
She's beautiful.
Ooh, and you'll be standing at a catcher if she ever falls.
Go ahead and tell her to lay in your arms.
And as you're looking in her eyes, just talk to her like that.
She's gonna know that she is love.